Once upon a time, there was a Chinese philosopher who, when he was a young man, went to a teacher. And he heard that this teacher could walk on the wind. And he wanted to be able to walk on the wind. So he asked the teacher that he would like to study and learn to walk on the wind. And the teacher said, okay. But he sat down outside the teacher's hut, and the teacher paid no further attention to him for a whole year. And he kept being there, coming every day. Finally, he went away because the teacher didn't do anything. But then after a while, he regretted this because he said, after all, that was a very great sage, and he can indeed walk on the wind. Maybe I just didn't wait long enough, so he went back. And when he came back, the teacher looked at him and said, why this incessant coming and going? Well, he stayed another year, and during this time, he tried to control his thoughts so as not to think of any kind of differentiation. That is to say, he suspended all value judgments as to good and bad, advantageous and disadvantageous, pleasant and painful. And at the end of the year, the teacher looked at him once. Then for another year, he practiced this even more intensely, and the teacher invited him to come inside the hut. Then, however, for the final year, he said he allowed his mind to think what it wanted to think about. He allowed his eyes to see what they wanted to see, his ears to hear what they wanted to hear, his mouth or tongue to say whatever it wanted to say. And then it seemed to him as if everything was dissolved, as if his body became completely transparent. Imagine what you would feel like if your whole body was an eye that saw in every direction. It is, actually, you see. Your nerve ends all over. And so he felt. He said, I didn't know whether I was riding on the wind or the wind was riding on me. He had the sensation, you see, of floating. Now, most of us don't, because what the sensation we have is that our body is something we're carrying around. Lift your feet. You know. Raise your arm. You don't carry anybody around. That's a problem in Zen Buddhism. The question, who is it that carries this corpse around? Nobody. So he, at the end of this time, then had this sensation, you see, of lightness. Why? Because he wasn't fighting himself anymore.